Welcome to The Ether. Today is Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Orbital Command. Have you heard of TDX? Listen, Orbital Command is putting together the Terra DApp Expo on June 9th and 10th in Austin, Texas. Not Boston. I know, that's what I thought. Austin. Austin, Texas. Come get doxxed IRL and share merriments with all of your favorite fellow lunatics and lunatics. For more information, go to terradappexpo.com or hit the menu item on the site right here on terraspaces.org. And as always, be sure to check out Orbital Command online at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, about the last hour and 40 minutes or so of the After Hours Project Talk space hosted by Dr. Carrie Akashian. Let's take a listen.
I just realized my wallet wasn't connected.
Yeah, usually when you go to the NFT.
You have to have your wallet connected. Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, now I got it. Okay.
What was the one that you were just on?
One Planet. Yeah, it worked. I had to get, like, I didn't realize I wasn't connected on this
and
browser.
Your feed freeze is.
Yeah. I'm going to need your help on that one, too. Yeah, so it worked out, and I've got, like, this intern NFT. Which apparently, if you get three of them, you can get like free ramen for life or something. So I'm investigating that because I like ramen. And then I have this bowl. It's like the head of a bowl inside of a cube, and it's spilling around in circles. It's called a tesseract. And I'm not even sure what I'm going to do with that either. But anyway, people keep sending me these things. So I'm like, sort of like looking at them.
So this intern thing, is that the one that T-Bug has?
Of who?
T-Bug. He's next to Morpheus on my screen.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, T-Bug and Terra Spaces have them. So I went to One Planet. I picked one up. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it yet, but we're going to see how it goes.
So you're part of that secret community now? That's not so secret.
Yeah, I guess so. So I'm just sort of like playing around. I just sort of populated a wallet this weekend with some money just for this sort of thing. And it seems like people just like, I don't know, send me some NFTs as gifts and stuff. So I kind of look at them. And then I kind of have been playing around with some that I bought today, looking at them and sort of like figure out how to make it all work. So that's the story right now. We'll see how it goes. People keep saying like it's like this addicting rabbit hole. So I'm like debating with how deeply I want to go down that. We'll see how it goes. Have you guys bought any?
On Elrond, and then I have a few in OpenSea.
Oh, you did get some. Yeah, I haven't played around at all on other chains, so I didn't really feel that compelled to go running around all over the place for marketplaces. I was just sort of like checking out. I did get on what's called Stargaze, or if you guys have tried that. Stargaze is a Cosmos chain, and for Atom Stakers, they had this airdrop in Stargaze tokens, and then you can use those to sort of buy something on there. So that was kind of interesting. Although the women's NFTs. I think it's called Cosmos Women or something. I don't know, whatever it was. They had the nicest ones. I don't know what I got, but it wasn't nearly as interesting. But we'll see what else comes of that.
Was it
oh, what I got. Woman? I know
what
I got,
else comes to that.
I know what I got.
Yeah, DJ Frost in the building. What are you guys saying in the chat?
Hey, DJ Frost. What's up, man?
What's up, man? You guys want to hear a little taste of my fucking music on the mixtape?
I would say absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't
want to hear it. Well, I guess I'm doing it.
I knew this was going to be good.
Do I leave them on? What do I do?
Just let it go.
What do you guys like think?
It's sick, man.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, that's epic.
It was epic, bro. Brah.
Thanks, dude. All right. DJ Frost out.
Thanks, Frost. Appreciated that one.
That was awesome.
So this is
you know what we need is we need to each have like a background track, and we like show up in the spaces. You like, you know, you've
yes,
got like this.
Someone has that. Who was it? Baroness
WWE. Like when we're introducing who's coming.
Yeah, somebody showed up with a tune the other day though, and I was saying that it was like so funny. I can't remember who it was.
That'd be pretty professional.
Yeah, we're professional.
Hey, Steffi, I don't think anybody knows me here, but I'm Bex. I came up because I heard you say...
Yeah, hi, Bex.
Hi. I heard... Is it Steffi? I heard you say I'm new, and then I think I heard you say you're touching NFTs and you people gave them to you and you don't know where they came from. Like, what are you doing, buddy? Don't touch them.
No, I just... I'm not really touching the NFTs. I'm just sort of looking at them. No, I have a public wallet, and like just people send me some just to check them out, and but I didn't know exactly how to like look at them, so I was kind of like digging through the marketplaces trying to like visualize them in my wallet. That's what I was saying.
Oh, I'm like, okay. I'm like, man, this guy's touching everything. What are you opening? You got a smart contract just draining your wallet. Nobody's telling him. What is this space? Why aren't people helping you? What the hell? So I guess I'm not needed. I'll back down.
Because we all don't have a clue. That's why nobody's helping. We wouldn't know any better.
I do need a little help in the NFT space eventually, but thanks, Beck.
I've been in it for a while. I came in October, and I'm an addict. My name is Becca, and I'm an addict, and I'm not sober from NFTs.
You know, though, I would not have like imagined people would be as like addicted to the NFT space as they are, which I find kind of weird. I get it, like in the crypto DeFi space, everyone's trying to like, you know, buy some coin that goes to the moon and make money. But the NFT space, it kind of came out of the blue in many ways. it just surprises me how hardcore people get about it. And how many they collect. Anyway.
It's like a black hole. It's not hardcore. It just sucks. It sucks you in. And then you look up and you're like, where the hell am I?
Like, where'd all your money go?
Sorry. Does it suck you in because of the money? Or is it more like, is it a combination of the community and the money? And is that what it is?
Well, I think it sucked me in because it's new. And it's unknown, and it's like, where is it going? And it's like, it's not really defined yet. And all that's really exciting to me, you know, to be part of something that's still being created.
Yeah, and, no, that's, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And then there's all the other things you mentioned.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just, is that like the money has to be like a driver for sure.
I mean, it is. It depends on why you're in here. And you know, like there's degens, right? There's people that are like just, you know, up all night trading, you know, and I've done that too. But it's like a, you know, it's everything takes a lot of energy, if you're going to be an artist in here or if you're going to be degen or, you know, the money.
Yeah, definitely. It takes some time to sort it all out for sure. I don't see myself like sitting around trading these things though. They just seem like they're fun to kind of be involved with in a way, yeah. But like sitting there waiting for one to go up in value or whatever, it seems kind of like not the way I would do it. It's not how I was going to make money, but
can anyway. You stake them though? Like, are you interested in staking them? Yes, Peter. I'm like, you're going to be speaker. I like said it to him twice. You can
yeah. Projects have staking, but I think when it comes to trading, it's like you decide on what you want to do. It's not that you wait for them to go up, you know, but sometimes you snipe them and then you throw them back on the floor. And, you know, sell them kind of when they're hot. I think the best example would be like day trading, you know, like in comparison.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But it takes a lot of energy. I mean, I know some guys that just spend like, I go into their degen spaces and I'm like, are you guys awake? And they're just like watching like four different sites, you know, trying to snipe things and grab things and then throw them on the floor. And they're just constantly, you know, making a buck here and there that adds up. It's crazy. It's like
OpenSea. Are they on? Is that what they're on? Or all of them?
They go on OpenSea, but also Rarity Tools and Looks Rare. And there's one other one. And so, yeah, I mean, there's like a whole strategy to, yeah. But you know, I think what happened with me was like, yeah, I started collecting NFTs. I'm like, oh, these are really cool. I really like them. And now I'm like, I got a shit ton of NFTs. And I'm like, that's all money, you know? And I'm like, I kind of want my money back, you know? And so now I'm like, okay, how do I sell these things? So,
but you know, like for the prices some of these things go for, you could like hire an artist to make you like really great actual real artwork too. So it kind of depends on what you're going for.
Well, I don't think you can just come up and sell really good artwork, you know what I mean? Like I know a ton of people who have minted NFTs to sell, and they're great art, but like if you don't have your community and you're connected and have a
no, I mean to say like just real world art. Because once you get into some of these price ranges, you could have some commissioned, no problem, right?
Yeah, I do that. That's how I make my money, is I sell my paintings as NFTs.
Like I had some dudes that came out of Santa Fe, like do a big wall with graffiti art. And it was like, I don't know, remember how much I paid for it, like about 15 grand or something. It was a huge wall with a ton of spray paint. And what I'm saying is that there's like if you want art, like there's lots of places to get art, not just NFTs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, of course, but it's NFTs is a new avenue for selling art and more than art. Are you all investing? Are you like where am I? Is everyone here buying and stuff?
Baroness, did you want to say something? Yeah, I mean, I'm buying a bunch of different things, but Baroness, did you want to say something? And then I can go.
I was trying to pin a tweet up to the top, but it's not letting me or giving me the option. Is it?
It's broken. Nobody can do it.
Gosh, diddly darn it. Okay. I ended up, Steffi, since we don't follow each other, I was trying to tag you, your name, in a tweet I had. It was going over the APRs, APYs, and stuff that you actually can get from having an NFT with the Elrond network. And basically what it allows you to do is you get your liquidity built up for Elrond, Eagold, and LockMex. By it's basically a staking mechanism by holding NFTs in whichever projects.
Okay. So what does that do? Like help?
Like, well, so fund, you're making
fund a project or something.
You're not just having your project sit there, right? You're also making money on that, right?
Yeah. If you're not actually interacting with the Meyer Exchange and buying your e-gold and staking your max, or you know, pairing it with your e-gold and with your max to get more locked max, and then restaking your locked max and yada yada. And then I forgot, it's not called amps, but you can also do that as a just getting higher APR and yields. You basically end up getting the NFT into the marketplace for Elrond, and those actually have those programmed into them.
So is it a substitute for like a yield coin? Is that what you're saying?
Essentially, yes. You know, it's a non-fungible token. So it's basically the liquidity pools are built up from the purchasing of the NFTs.
Does Elrond let you hold your NFTs in your wallet? Because I had experience where I wasn't able to. I bought the Faceless Many. And it's like they're held on their site on the Elrond chain, but I can't have them in my wallet. I never figured that out.
So they have their own marketplace. And the thing about Elrond, using Myer Exchange, Myer Wallet, is that essentially their capabilities for their blockchain technology is capable of running all of the tokens. They have a bridging mechanism. If you actually look at the team in development technology, you'd be very impressed.
So
So essentially, yes, you could, but why would you if you actually really do your own research into it? You'll find that you want to actually probably use that wallet and bring others to it.
Okay, that sounds familiar. I did read briefly about it and looked at it. Was reading like it's a more wholesome system that's community shared, but I didn't read enough about it, so I'll go back and do that.
Yeah, it's like there's kind of NFTs more or less everywhere now, I think, right? Like they have them on even the like newest chains like Kadena and whatnot. Like they're pretty much everywhere. I think the thing is, like, do you run around to different chains because, you know, people like the specific art on specific marketplaces? I guess that's probably what people would do, versus like, you know, sticking to where you're used to in the ecosystem where you're kind of already familiar. So the few that I got this week were really more just on Terra, since that's where I mostly play, but I haven't gone to any other marketplaces. I've never bought anything on OpenSea, for example, like Baroness did. But anyway, it's a fun little activity, I suppose.
Well, I play on OpenSea just because I'm a bad developer and I post shit on there all the time to make money.
Wait, you post stuff to sell on OpenSea?
Yes.
Like, what have you sold?
Artwork.
Okay, like just like personal work you've done that you're doing on graphic arts? You mean on the computer or on?
I didn't know that.
Photography.
I don't talk about it because everyone bashes me for NFTs, and it was even more embarrassing. It's OpenSea. Come on. But
I'll buy an NFT. Give me an NFT of yours. Oh my God, I didn't know that.
I do
acrylics. I don't care what it looks like.
Acrylics, oil. I actually am part of a gallery association within my community, and I do photography, but I've been playing with Unreal Engine, which actually has Unreal Engine 5 mods to, you can build into the game world, build into their own marketplace, or you can actually write out your coding and digitizing for actual NFT.
That is awesome. I just found that about 4 days ago, and I was like,
you need to go buy some of her shit now because it sounds pretty cool.
Get a full house investing. Oh, so by the way, Floki says good night. The investing guy's here because he's on April vacation, right? He didn't accept my speaker thing, but he's a teacher.
So I think we are full with speakers. We need enough. Okay. Fuck, can you turn us down?
What do I do?
we need to add one more co-host, and then I think we can do one more speaker.
Who's taking it?
We can only have so many. And is Duke sleeping or not? Because we can probably put Duke down if he's sleeping.
I'm gonna be here for about like 7 to 8 more minutes, so you'll lose one more speaker. I've gotta get back in and relieve Chew, so that way he can go to break. Chew, my boy, my dude, I gotta get him. I'm telling him, I'm trying to get his ass into the heroes. I'm like, get your freaking butt in gear, bud. like showing him all these awesome ass videos I've been doing with Pinata Farms, man.
Oh, I thought you were talking with him about lunches.
Oh, no, no. No, coordinating breaks. Was it? We were easy, breezy, beautiful, freaking power money girl. All night long. 12 foot line one, slow, easy, breezy, beautiful shit.
So, Bex and Baroness, I'm going to have to troll your NFT galleries when I'm more coherent. Anyway, just thought I'd let you know that.
That's fine.
Yeah, and I'd love some help, Baroness, to because I want to create an NFT project for my son, and I have a good name for it, and I have kind of like a good concept for it. From his artwork. So I'd like to talk to you about kind of that idea, and then also I'm taking a lot of photos and stuff like that with my camera. I don't really post any of those, but yeah, I'll definitely need to link up with you and talk about those for sure.
Investing guy, what do you got tonight?
Hey, how's it going? I just finished making a video, so just hopping on before I go to bed.
What are you guys? Is it April vacation?
Actually, I just got back yesterday from vacation, so it was a long, long flight. I think it was like 7 or 8 hours. But yeah, it was fun. Alaska was awesome. Got to check out some glaciers and stuff, so it was totally fun. What are you guys up to? What are you guys talking about?
We had NFTs, gummies, all kinds of amazing things. Seffy's dipping his toes in the NFTs a little bit.
So I think, are you guys all into NFTs? Or this is like just a general project talk? Maybe
it's so, I mean, I guess I can change the, I know, are we a little disorganized? most of us are VGX heroes.
Yeah.
This is an extension of another talk that was like earlier. But some people do NFTs, some people buy VGX. But basically the crypto space with some like other, you know, weird innuendos in and out and in between.
Okay, cool. No, I was just catching up. I think it's awesome. I think I've been so saturated in like NFT world that like I don't even think I've been in a space that's not like in months. And I'm like, where am I? This is great. You guys are talking about.
You know what? Messi said that I was all over the place. Maybe that's a good thing for everyone.
It's a nice thing. Like, haven't been around. Also, go for it. Let's go all over the place. I'm liking it.
Do you have Voyager? We're not selling. It's too late. It's after 2:30. But yeah, that's how we met anyway. Most of the people in the room through Voyager. But yeah, no, I'm on other platforms and I'm definitely interested in learning more about NFTs for sure.
What's Voyager?
Who wants to take it?
The investing guy.
Yeah. He has the talking points all ready to go.
I'm too tired to. I'm like,
you want
to
jump in, Donnie? Voyager's a place where Voyager's the best place to buy crypto and earn rewards. They make it easy. They make it simple. It's for sure is my favorite place to buy crypto, and earn awesome rewards.
So can I buy anything on Voyager? Like, what is this like getting me away from like Uphold and Binance? And I'm having to jump all around to buy my crypto depending on what.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't, it has like about a hundred, you know, different cryptos, and we're not trying to get you to jump from anything. I still have Uphold. I also have crypto.com. I think investing guy, I've heard him say he has crypto.com. You know, but I like it because, and we're not, honestly, it's so late and like, I'm just, this is how we met. It's like through Voyager. Everyone's kind of like, you know, we buy VGX. But I really love Voyager because of like the ease of use of the platform. And it's just so nice. And I think it's just going to have more to come in the future. But it's definitely a great community around the project. So. But it's an exchange where you, well, no, it's not an exchange. What is it?
Just hop on the App Store and download. It's pretty slick. you don't have to actually sign up for it. You can just like check it out because it has really good like sort functions and whatnot too. Like you can find, like you can sort by like daily, weekly, monthly, where you'll be like, well, what's the cheapest, you know, crypto for the month? Like what's dropped the most or whatever. So you can sort of you can kind of discount shop with it, which is kind of nice. Besides some of this stuff that they said.
Carrie, do you have your code handy for Bex?
Yeah, I sent it to her. Thank you. You get the next one. Just kidding.
Thanks.
We haven't done that.
Ha, ha, ha.
But you definitely can have it. What was I going to say? Oh, and if you sign up, like before, would she be able to enter for one of the apes?
Yeah, I think as long as it's open, they should be able
right?
They're wasn't it needed to be part of the? Oh no, you get extra votes or whatever, extra tickets for being any of the VLPTs, right?
Yeah, Bex, I'm not giving you the best introduction to Voyager because I've been on for like a million hours, just like everyone else is all the time. But it's my first time.
I think what people really like about Voyager is, at least from what I've gotten from my YouTube channel, is the 9% interest on USDC, which a lot of people love, and it's really hard to beat that from other places. Like Crypto.com only offers like 6%, and what like Coinbase offers like something laughable. So that 9% is a big, big pull for a lot of people.
Cool.
I just like it because it's clean and easy and fast, and there's a community behind it. That's just why I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it can basically replace your bank, a great way to gain passive income, tons of rewards for things you're already doing. We'll have a debit card attached to it. So for a lot of us, it's a way to replace our traditional banking.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why I'm in it. For sure. It's a centralized platform, 100 or so cryptos that you can go ahead and choose from. Okay. Oh, is it now? You like investing? I was talking about, you can get passive income 9% on your USDC. And then we are the VGX heroes. A lot of us where we invest, into VGX, which is its native utility token, okay, and it adds value to it, where it gives you interest boosters, okay, so on your Bitcoin, Ethereum, and USDC, all right, so it's really, really cool, like, it's very clean, like Seppy was saying,
I have a question for CeFi, if he's available.
I'm pressing links.
Yeah, what up?
Honestly, I'm not even sure like if there's any way to know this, but Doquan's Instagram, there's this Instagram page. I've been trying to ask a couple guys, but no one's been answering. I doubt it's Doquan's Instagram page, but this guy has like 50,000 followers and he's making money during like some mentorship type shit. But it's under Doquan. I just wanted to make that, you know, available to everybody else. Yeah.
Is he impersonating the dude or what? Like, what's going on?
Like, he's like, every picture is any tweet that Doquan tweets. Like, same thing with the newborn. Same thing with the CNBC and ABC.
Oh, yeah. It's one of these someone's, like, impersonating him and, like...
Yeah, but big time, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I haven't heard about it, but...
Just to make that aware, because I know you got lots of lunatics on your page.
I wonder if, like... Yeah, I just heard, like, there was a... someone just said today that there were scammers like duplicating my account on everywhere from like Telegram to who the hell knows where. So like, it's impossible to stop all that shit at the end of the day. It's kind of like, you know, just if I'm messaging you claiming that, you know, I'm going to, you know, give you free money or something, it's probably not me. Okay. So
yeah. Oh yeah. I just want to make that clear. That was crazy. I saw that.
Yeah,
probably. Is there a chance you'll message people to give them free money?
Yeah, well, I, you know, what I'm thinking of doing is I'm thinking of creating a bunch of scammer accounts with my name and then saying like, that's not really me, but it's actually really me. And then just like really scamming people. What do you like? It's probably like a worthwhile thing, right? Cause these scammers must be making money. Otherwise they wouldn't be doing it. So that's the next direction we should probably go. Everyone becomes scammers and scams everyone else. That'd be hilarious.
But wait, are you going to buy more Luna with it?
I'll buy more Luna with it.
Yeah, probably. That's probably what happened anyway, but yeah.
All right, I'll sign off.
Luna. That's like, this is not criminal advice, by the way. It's like, normally it's like, this is not financial advice, but this, yeah. Oh, we're just kidding. That's why this is not, this account is anonymous. Yeah.
Peter, what do you got for me? Where are you?
He's Peter probably binge-watching Vikings still.
Are you sleeping?
Or watching his son doing, you know, jumps in the pool.
Oh, yeah. I used to drive my mom nuts with that. I made her, like, evaluate my dives. Was it a 10? What do I do to get it to be a 10? This is when you guys get to hear all my trauma, just like last weekend.
Wait, what's a 10?
You need to jump higher, Carrie. Higher.
If you lost weight, you would be more buoyant.
Wait, what? No, that makes no sense.
Yeah, that's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
I'm lost.
Buoyant, you know? Isn't that
the more airbags you carry around, the more buoyant you are. And that goes for, you know. I thought
buoyant meant like bouncy, like.
This is turning into like.
Buoyant mean you're floating.
It always turns into this. It always comes back to my trauma.
Hey. Sorry, dude. Didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm coming in with the hot tunes.
Who's that?
DJ Frost.
I really love this guy. I really do.
You do. Can we keep you?
You can have me all night, sweetheart.
Like, great.
I find him rather confusing, but
what's your deal, DJ Frost?
I'm making music, producing, baby.
Hey, are you an investor?
I am an investor. I'm really big into that shit.
All right.
Hell yeah. Right on, Frost.
Yes, sir. We're making money, people. Bro.
Hell yeah, bro. I dig it. Yeah.
And how have you been, my man?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm about ready to go back into work and fucking drive forklift, man. But I'm about to take some pills and wake the fuck up.
Well, I hope I made that 10 times better for you.
All right. Let's go.
All right.
I love you, bro. Dude, you're going to follow, man.
It's like the morning shit going on. Right
awesome. Cheers to that, dude.
This kid, how old are you, DJ Frost?
Oh, I love it, dude. You're fucking awesome. All right,
oh,
everybody.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I wish I didn't have to go. DJ Frost, you shouldn't have waited so long. Oh, my goodness. Okay, everybody, y'all take care. Frost, you're awesome. Dr. Carrie, thanks for the space. And I'll catch y'all soon.
Sounds good, dude. Have a nice night. I mean, see ya, Donnie.
Bye, Donnie. Good night.
Safe.
Later, Donnie.
Night, Donnie.
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to go.
No, you can't go. It's a party in the chat now.
It's that.
No, I never thought about it, but we actually do need a DJ. I mean, we didn't really plan this, but I'm glad you're here.
Okay, I came into a strange room knowing. I came into a strange room knowing nobody, and you sent me links, and I signed up.
You did? You signed up for Voyager?
Follow me.
That's awesome.
Why not? I mean, I might as well try it. I'm coming full circle. The reason I came in was because I started investing in cryptocurrency, and then I got distracted by NFTs.
Yeah, I mean, you can always go, like, and I have to go to NFTs, and then you can help me, because I need to figure that shit out.
I could guide you in. I could tell you at least a couple good groups, PFP projects to, like, follow and get connected to, just to learn.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I see all, there's so many, like, women in NFTs, which is awesome. It's like a lot.
There's a new project every day, but I've been pretty heavy since like the end of January, and there's definitely some groups that are good to like at least.
Yeah, you've like sussed them out or whatever. I always thought buoyant though. Can we go back to that buoyant word? I need to go look it up.
Yeah. I like
buoyant. I just need to quickly say good evening to my sweetheart Gina. But
damn, Gina.
So stupid.
Love it. It's required. You can't have her come up and not do the damn Gina.
I'm just jealous. I'm just jealous, obviously.
We have, like, two women.
DJ Frost back for a sec.
Jesus.
Sorry to interrupt you.
It's okay. What was my
co-host? Big deal. Oh, that's the host. Calm down. Big step. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm talking a lot. I'm nervous.
It's okay. I'm really famous. We talked about this before you got on.
You're really famous, eh?
Yeah, like really famous. Like close to a blue check mark famous.
I don't believe that.
That's your problem, not ours.
Sign me up, mama. I do weddings. I do dollars, bro.
Where are you located, DJ Frost?
Located in the Alberta.
Oh, Canada. We got Canada in the house. Yeah.
Well, have a good night, DJ Frost out.
Bye,
hope
DJ Frost.
Do some pleasure to your ears.
We'll miss
love
you.
Love to the chat.
We love you.
Love the NFTs. Good project talk. Keep it up out there. Y'all get somewhere.
We'll try to get somewhere. We're trying.
I thought you said somewhere. Big blue check mark.
Oh, yeah. I'm big, DJ Frost. You don't have to worry about me.
Jesus.
I can't tell if DJ Frost is 12 or 40.
I know, that's what I'm worried about. There are kids in these spaces. That's why I asked how old you are. My nephew, like, listens to some. There's this kid, like, 6 months ago that was selling NFTs, and he was, like, giggling the whole time. He made so much money, and my nephew was following him, and my nephew showed up in some of the spaces. He's only 13 years old. You know, who knows what these kids do at 2 o'clock in the morning on April vacation? Why? Are you into him?
No, it's like I can't figure out if it's I'm talking to a 12-year-old or, you know.
She wants to hire him for the next, like,
I'm going to,
you know, she wants to hire him for the next prom.
Yeah, I was thinking of, like, having, you know, maybe getting married and having a wedding and inviting him to play. I mean, he's triggered me that much. He's amazing.
He's actually pushed you into marriage. Younger,
they're in the NFT spaces, though. I mean, I haven't seen this. I followed him and I haven't seen him for so long, but he did really well in NFTs. I don't know if anyone knows this little kid that I'm talking about. He ended up just doing really well, but he was like 13.
The gazelle kid?
I think so.
There's a couple.
Oh my God. I need to like look through the people that I follow, but I have like so many people now. It's just like too difficult.
There's a couple of those. When I was a kid, we had to deliver newspapers.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what we were talking about earlier too. Like, we could never make, like, you know, $1,000 in like one day, even when it's teaching, just like extra, you know. It's crazy.
My first job was Burger King, and when I got my first check, I was like, what, I can't move out? And so I went and bought a record.
You know, it's bullshit. Oh. So Gina, how is the family?
What's shaking, girl? Tell us.
Not much. Tired as usual. Oh. Lack of sleep as usual. Family is, you know, family.
As Italians go. How were they? Okay. You guys had dinner? Out to eat?
I met up at their place, so not out to eat, but drama. So
I love Italian family drama, best kind. Everyone yelling over bread, and no, I'm just kidding. That's so stereotypical.
Hey, you know what? Some stereotypes are true.
Oh, all my family's from Massachusetts. I just saw that's where you're from.
Oh yeah. Really?
All my rotten family.
Oh yeah, we're massholes. Didn't you know that? Yeah, I'm the only one who has my real name, as even though it's a VGX hero. Because I haven't figured it out yet. Don't worry. I have another Inno Woman Twitter. It will get there eventually. But anyway, we're in Massachusetts.
Leominster.
Oh, Leominster. They live in
Pittsburgh.
I'm more coastal, I guess you could say.
Yeah, we're like, farmers.
Yeah.
They're pretty crass. Yeah, that's one side of my family. Yeah, they're shitheads.
Yeah, some people, I don't know. We're all different, but we're all the same in some ways.
I love Mass. I went back every summer my whole life.
Oh, wow.
It feels like a second home. I love going there.
But you didn't grow up there. You just...
No, my parents just sent me there every summer.
Oh, nice. To the humidity and like...
Oh,
the...
yeah.
Remember this would be a nice place to spend the summer.
Oh, yeah. They had... there was some... Like when I was a kid, there was like those silkworms, I think it was. And they were like hanging from all the trees.
Yeah.
It was like a bit... I just remember that. And I remember just like freaking out, running with silkworms down my shirt. That's a memory.
Labyrinth, yeah. I'm talking about you.
What?
Oh, I was just talking about the worm.
Oh.
You have one in chat.
Yeah, you wouldn't know all about worms, wouldn't you?
Oh, Labyrinth worm. I don't know that person. The VGX worm.
Carrie, you're joking, right?
I don't know who that is. Do I not? Do I?
Do you know? You just wanted to buy it. There we go.
What?
It wants to be addressed as it. Not he, not she, it.
What are you guys talking about? What the fuck? Who's the worm? Do I know the worm?
Yes.
Carrie hasn't had enough gummies for the night to know and deal with the worm.
Yeah, the worm is really hard to understand, too. So,
you guys realize I'm confused as hell. What the hell are we talking about, guys?
Did you not see the labyrinth worm, Seffy?
Did he leave? Or she?
What?
Or they?
What worm?
They.
What? Labyrinth is the name. Down,
and next to Morpheus on my screen is a labyrinth
Peter
worm.
Peter Parker's here! What?
Oh my God, this is getting confusing.
I know.
So there's a worm.
I'm freaking out.
Okay. Oh, okay. There we go. There's labyrinth worm. What is a labyrinth worm?
No. I didn't mean to do that.
You've never seen the movie?
You mean Labyrinth with that little short dude?
All right.
Or are we talking about some other movie?
The little short dude. I love it.
I think that's the movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. But there's a worm there? That's like from the 80s, wasn't it?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that. There's a worm in the labyrinth? Like, what are we talking about?
The labyrinth worm is a... How do you say that? It's one of our... It's not officially a VGX hero, but belongs to one of our VJX heroes. It's like a, you know, second, third, fourth, fifth, seventh character. I lost count of all the characters that person has, but, you know, he's well known and respected. It is well known and respected. And, you know, it is one of us, you can say.
I feel like we need to all
yeah,
have,
Morpheus
like,
is there. Morpheus can explain to you. Morpheus come to your rescue.
I'm not going to say nothing because I've got Terra Spacious in here recording everything I say.
Who? Who's recording us?
Terra Spacious.
You didn't know that, huh?
What are you talking about? Oh my god. Fuck. It was Terra Spaces. I'm kicking him out.
Don't kick him out.
Oh, I don't kick out Terra Spaces.
Terra Spaces is good people.
But he records me? Dick.
Just no.
Kidding. I didn't even realize he changed the PFP.
Oh, yeah. It's got
to there's nothing
he
would
want
PFP
to. PFP now.
I don't think there's anything he would want to record tonight. I mean, yeah, we could give him a show. If he was, you know, if he joined us last week this time,
whew, he's an information archiver. I like that. Oh, he's an information archiver. That's why he tapes us. Did you hear that? He tapes us. He tapes us. Isn't that funny? You guys haven't heard that in a while, huh?
Hey, Seffy, can I ask you a quick question? Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sure.
real fast, I made a video on my YouTube channel on Alice Finance. And do you know how I can get any more codes? Because I had so many people asking me for codes, but as you know, I only get two codes. So that was a little...
The trick is to always tell them they need to give you one back, and that's how you keep the
channel. Yeah, that's a bad, yeah, that's a good idea.
Seems like everyone's figured out the technique. You're supposed to give one back, I guess, so that you can then give that to someone else and they give you that back with the, I don't know. Lucky has some. He has a huge list of people he was going through.
I think Fantastic does too.
Is there ever going to be like an update where no more codes are needed, or when that's going to happen, or, you know,
probably. I don't know why they did it this way. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, I'm sure they're going to get rid of that eventually.
Got it. For sure. Thanks.
I was going to say, just refer them to Lucky's YouTube channel.
Yeah. That's the other way to get it, maybe. Yeah, just message Lucky. He's got him. He could probably set you up pretty quick. You know who we're talking about?
Yeah, I know Lucky. I sent him a message and he never got back to me. I mean, I already have a code, but it's just I had a lot of subscribers that were asking for one, and I was like, man, I only have two, so I was only able to give it to a few of them. So
you just need to make sure that the first person you give one to is someone you know somewhat trust that they will give you one back, and then keep it going. As long as you always get one back, you can, you know, keep it, get it to the next person, and then they give you one back, and then you get that to the next person, and so forth.
Got it. That's where I messed up, because I already gave away my two codes, but I'll reach out to them, see if they can give me one.
So maybe the worm has one. The labyrinth worm.
So do I have a code?
Yeah.
Do I have a code now that I give back? What's this code talk?
Oh, that's a different app.
Oh, okay. Okay, forget it.
So
break you in slowly, Bex. No, I'm kidding. You can tell her about the. Do you want to tell her about Alice now too?
I'm
me.
Still
no.
I still don't know what the worm is, so I'm really behind.
Everything's like, moving so fast.
It sounds like Ceci can explain to me at some point, so I'll just message him.
Investing guide, check your DMs. The worm told me to check your DMs.
Got it. I'm replying to Baroness right now.
No.
Oh my god.
I mean the word boobs.
Dude, doxing.
You ruined it.
What?
You ruined it.
Really? Jeez.
Did I let somebody talk that I wasn't supposed to?
No, the investing guy just blew the cover from the labyrinth worm.
No one would have caught it if no one would have said anything.
Oh my god, I don't even get
everybody it. Caught it.
Yeah, everybody got it. Well,
I still don't know what you're talking about, so.
Hey, there you go, move on. No one said anything. Let's continue.
I don't think you need to worry about it, Bex. It's not important, really.
Well, I'm recording this space, so I'll just go back and listen.
Okay. Do that.
Oh, contact Terra Spaces. They're probably recording it.
What is that joke about? What's up with that?
It's not a joke. Yeah.
It's not a joke.
Terra Spaces.
Yeah.
Double A Club Terra Public Radio.
There you go. This is going to go to a podcast. Is going to go to a podcast.
Is it really? Then will I be more famous than I already am?
Yeah, Dr. Perry. Tell us more. Have another gummy. Tell us more.
You guys think that I only had two or one and a half. I'm not working investing, guys, so I'm not like teaching tomorrow or anything, just letting you know. Lagatha always thinks I've had so many gummies. And this is just me.
How many milligrams?
Are they like five? Is that what they are?
I think most of them are like 10, and then there's the heavy ones that are like 15 or 20.
I like the Wana brand. WANA is my favorite. I like the peach Bellinis are like the strong ones. So I take half. I don't go like crazy because I wouldn't be able to even like hold a phone up. And then I had some Indica tonight too, and then a glass and a half of wine. It's been, I don't know, 8 hours. I don't know. I had to have something. Yeah. And then I ate a lot.
Did you just pronounce Indica as Indica?
Yes.
Did I? Shut the fuck up. Who's laughing at me?
I am.
Did I?
Love.
Indica? Because I don't... I don't fucking know what it is. It's Indica. Sorry. Yeah.
You know, I love you.
Anyway, I like the sativa better.
Where do I get some Indica for myself?
Oh, you guys are so mean.
Isn't that like the name of a camera brand or something?
Hey, you know what? Go Indica yourself.
Indica. Okay. It's Indica. Like indigo. Whatever. You guys are just so cool. I'm learning so much.
Don't be Indica.
I like, so my favorite are the Wana sativa gummies. You know what? I think the guy said Indica to me. I wouldn't just make it up.
I did not say Indica.
No, not you. No, like at the store.
Oh, at the store? Yeah.
That's funny. He's like, you should have the
guy generically. Is
investing guy. Sorry. Don't just call
investing
you the guy.
Guy is like,
that's awesome though. I might anyone, just start
someone,
calling
anytime
you that.
Someone says the guy, like he's gonna be like, hey, that's me.
That's me. I'm the guy.
Yes. And your defense is like, I wouldn't make it up. It's good defense.
I must have picked that up somewhere. Wasn't me.
I'm gonna rename.
Oh shit, I did it.
What now?
I muted everyone.
I'm going to rename my account Dude.
So I did it by accident.
Someone
sorry.
Says, like, anytime someone says, hey, dude, I'll be like, yeah, it's me. What's up?
We have a dude, right? Don't we? In the Heroes?
Yeah.
No, we have a dude and a Duke.
Yeah.
Duke is still on. My Massachusetts boy.
Because I know he's sleeping.
Oh, okay. Well, then you just ruined my night. Thanks.
Hey, investing guy, I might have a code or two, but you might have to try it first. They may or may not work.
Yeah, send them over. I can get it to the people, and then I'll ask them for a code back. That way, I could get it back to you.
Yeah, the reason I'm not sure is because they gave me a while back. I had a couple of chains going, and they never responded to me for weeks. And after weeks, they came back. So it's been sitting in my DM for a while. So I'm not sure if they've given it to someone else or not or whatever. But yeah, I'll send you a couple and see how you go. But yeah, I'm just sort of thinking you made a YouTube video. Now everyone's harassing you for codes. How do we get our hands on it?
Yeah, there was even some guy saying that that he's willing to pay for them. So they're the hot thing right now.
I thought they were a hot thing like a month or two ago. Not now.
Oh.
Ooh, ouch, my video.
Yeah, but to bring it to the masses, you got to do it slowly, you know?
Yeah, I think it was kind of like that. When was it? When it was like the Twitter Spaces, but it wasn't Twitter Spaces. What was it called? Another app that started and then Twitter made the
Clubhouse?
Twitter
Spaces.
Was it? What was it called?
Clubhouse? You mean like, sure. Or was it on Twitter?
Room? Clubroom? Was it Clubroom or something like that? Clubhouse.
I like Clubhouse. We should record these and then we should. I don't know. I just think we should monetize everything.
Yeah, Clubhouse was. Yeah. That's how they started, right? It was like you could only get a code from like, and then each person got two codes or something like that, and they invited two people.
I don't know. It sounds like something that I'm not invited to, like the debit card, but it's only because it's 3 o'clock that I'm getting negative.
I was a little hurt that I wasn't invited to the debit card too. I'm not going to lie.
Everybody is. I mean, it's fine. Even Crypto Airborne. He was rough tonight, man. He's like, I had a video all planned. He's so funny.
Yeah, same here. I would have made the best video ever, but no debit card to me.
I'm like, I would have spent so much money and gotten so many rewards back. But yeah.
We would have completed the growth pool with all your Prada and Gucci bags.
You know, I only have one. I gave away my Prada bag. How'd you know I had Prada bags?
Don't forget all the Indica? What'd you call it? Indica.
Investing guys. I thought we were on the same team here. Indica.
Look at this, clairvoyant. That's how she knows.
Just magic.
I mean, she is from the future.
I only have exactly. One. I have a lot of fake bags now. I have one real one, but I have some good fake bags that I like. That I know it's embarrassing, but, you know, they look almost real.
You know how many handbags I have?
How many?
One. And it's like 12 years old. And I only have it because it was a gift from someone else.
Jesus. Where do you live? I'm just kidding.
In New Zealand.
I know. I'm kidding you. I have way too many. And I have way less than I used to because I used to just buy a bunch of crap. Oh my gosh. Michael Thaler's here. Anyway, yeah, I'll send you one. You can have one of mine if you want. Bought
Bitcoin instead of handbags all your life.
No, I know. That's why I'm investing more. Although I do think that some of the handbags that I have, I got on consignment, like Chanel. Like if my daughter needed money or something, I could sell one and, you know, get a decent amount for it. So sometimes they're not terrible. It's not like I have, like my cousin. It's almost like she needs them for work. Like she has to have like a good bag. She has all what? Like the new Chanel bags. They're like $10,000.
To need a handbag.
I do ruin them too easily. But $10,000.
Like do bags go up in price with like becoming classics or something like collectibles or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Yeah, and actually they're selling them on what I find so crazy is like a physical bag, that's one thing. But now they're selling like I think Louis Vuitton on the metaverse, and I don't know a lot about it, but yeah, they're selling, I forget what it's called, but it's metaverse fashion.
There you like go.
Fake clothes.
An idea for your new video, investing guy.
how to purchase Louis Vuitton bags in the metaverse.
Yeah, but it's like, you know how they have like Aston Martin NFTs and stuff like that? Like, it's the same thing someone was saying earlier. Like, I did spend, I think, a little bit too much on a digital art piece. And I'm like, would I have rathered a painting for that? But I do love digital art effects. I'm not backing out from the NFT stuff.
No, I think there's a new, I'm selling NFTs, but I'm actually an in real life artist. And so I'm coupling my paintings with NFTs. I think more products being attached to NFTs is coming. You know, whether it's an artist or it's Pepsi or it's handbags. I mean, if I can't carry it in my hand, I just grab a shopping bag.
Right. But I guess so in the metaverse, like investing guy, you should talk about this for your younger viewers. They want their people or their character to have an identity. So they have to buy like a Louis Vuitton bag, like a virtual Louis Vuitton bag. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then what I'm liking is those projects that not only give you the thing in the metaverse, but also a physical one. So
they do? That's awesome.
Yeah, there are some projects that are doing that now. So it's pretty cool.
Have you traveled into the metaverse yet?
Not really.
I have. I haven't traveled into the metaverse.
It's kind of boring.
What do you mean? Like, do you mean like my daughter does Roblox? Like, I'm not into that.
No, I mean, I've gone in and like created my avatar and gone to like a social thing, and I was like, all right, you know, it's
the you avatar. Feel the same as like when you went to like a social thing, like in person. No. Like, that's how I would feel. I'd be like,
Sometimes the avatars got like their arms aren't working right, you know, or they're a little quirky. But it doesn't, you know, I don't know. It'll evolve in time, and VR, you can go in VR, but you know, I run into things in the house when I do that. And, but I don't know.
So you're in on Oculus when you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I gotta get one.
I wasn't real excited. I mean, I went in a couple times and checked stuff out, and, until it evolves a little bit more, I think the Unreal Engine 5 that's coming, that's kick ass. That's pretty incredible program that was just released about a week ago. And then that'll be
they're adding that to the Oculus basically, or what?
I wonder if it's VR based. I'm sure it is. But it's an ability for people who are not necessarily developers, but you do have to have some skills to go in and develop like really highly advanced. The hell did I just do? Games and graphics and programs, and it's just cool. If you get a chance, look up Google Unreal Engine 5 and watch their videos about what they've been creating over the last couple of years.
No. I know what Unreal 5 is. I just thought maybe you had like there was a VR set that was going to be utilizing that, but it wouldn't seem to make sense just because like usually those VR headsets aren't that powerful as far as capabilities, but
it might be a
some of the crap in the VR thing. It just, I don't know, the games didn't look that fun, so I didn't mess with it yet.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think we're quite there.
Yeah, I think it's got ways to go, but I mean, I've been looking into some of the stuff, and there's like that whole treadmill going on that you put on a vest. It looks awesome, and then the vest actually, like, if you get, let's say you're playing a game and you get hit with the bullet, like, it actually, like, gives you a little touch where you're supposed to get hit. It looks awesome, and you could do a full-on sprint in the treadmill. So, I don't know, get some exercise and play a video game at the same time. Why not?
I don't do either.
You're telling me I need to exercise now?
And I was like, I don't do either.
The guy is saying, yes, get some exercise done.
We have to exercise now. That's just great. So I thought the metaverse, we could just like be like in a bowl of jelly or something with some like wires and tubes connected, and we could like do cool shit. Morpheus.
I was like, the Matrix?
Morpheus is right here. He would tell you that.
You just sit in a soft chair that gives you Slurpees and you just play your video games all day.
Yeah, exactly. We're like, with enough time, your bones will just like dissolve.
What's the there's a cartoon movie that's got the people like stop moving. What is that movie? And it's the little robot. What the hell's that movie?
Oh, Wally.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, Wally.
Wally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was anyways, what's my point? I'd have lost it, but yeah, you know, something like that.
That's how we were talking about being buoyant. Yeah, they were so fat they were just floating. Remember that?
That's right. That's buyancy in that.
Yeah, that's the physics right there.
I don't know what's wrong with me not knowing that word. That's bad. Yeah, I feel like I'd want my avatar to be like doing stuff and be like fit, because I'm like, when I work from home for like a week, I don't know. I feel like jelly legged too. Does anyone feel like that? Like, I feel like my body's evolving into something else. Like, I need a. You guys are like, nope, we don't feel like that.
The thing that I noticed is my fucking body needs every day more time to fuck up for upkeep. I didn't have to do all this nonsense I need to do now for, you know, just upkeeping. The fucking. It's a nightmare.
Wait, when you work from home, you don't need the upkeep, you're saying?
No. I mean, you know, I need to do stuff like putting creams on and then, you know, moisturize. Yeah. And then, you know,
take
off my feet, because otherwise my heels crack and, you know, I need to put moisturizer all over my skin, which I never needed to do previously.
You just got to redefine what upkeep is, you know, like,
yeah.
Is it getting a sandwich out of the fridge or is it getting cookies? You know, like,
I think it's hilarious that you mentioned that, because yesterday I went to the store and I purchased my first bottle of like a lotion for my body. Oh, Jesus. Why did I say that? That sounds weird.
Your first the bottle of lotion
for your body.
My face is feeling really dry, so I bought some lotion for my face. There we go. Okay,
you
better.
You should buy some of that stuff, investing guy.
Yeah, I know. I just lately I was looking at my, and I'm like, man, my face is feeling really dry, so I went and bought some lotion for my face. So
yeah, and don't you feel old now?
I feel very old.
Super rich. When you guys get super rich, it's you don't actually want. A bunch of shit. What you want is a butler.
Does a butler put lotion on you?
whatever. The point is, like, a butler that makes food for you, like, does all that shit for you.
Steffi, do you have a butler?
I have a butler that puts lotion on my heels.
Yeah, two, as a matter of fact.
you know how in Batman you have Alfred? Yeah, you need Alfred.
And Jesus.
Am I wrong?
Need the guy like in Mr. Deeds. Remember
that?
I need a stem cell therapy so my fucking body stops aging so much.
Ask Michael Saylor down there. He'll tell you. You need a butler.
Did he say that? Is that one of his things?
Sefi's got a separate wallet, and he's got some Luna, and he's borrowed against them, put them in anchor, and all that yield pays for, like, you know, all the butlers in his house.
Lagatha, bovine colostrum. I bought it on Amazon. It's supposed to. My God. It's bovine. It's stem cell bovine colostrum. I talked about this before.
You need to send me a DM. I don't understand.
Anyway, I haven't taken it in a long time.
$5 here in New Zealand.
Whatever that is, don't drink it.
Ever since I got into crypto, I haven't been taking care of myself. I need to get my old expensive products. I need to go back to it. It's spray.
I don't think expensive creams make us look younger. Most of the time, it's all the same shit. And in any ways.
What did you guys say to Seth? He's gone now.
I don't know.
You got offended by the moisturizing.
Terra Spexus is here. We can probably ask him what we said. Carrie was talking about expensive cream, and he said she shouldn't drink it, and then he left.
Is that why he left?
No, I'm only joking. No. Don't stress.
I love when they do the Irish goodbye. So messed up. Like, Crypto Airborne did that earlier.
What does that mean?
Just leave. You don't say goodbye. You just leave.
I call it ghosting, right? You just ghost.
Yeah, but like I'll talk to them again, so I don't feel like it's ghosting. You know what I mean? When it's ghosting, it's like you can't talk to them, right? Like, and you—that's what I think. Yeah. Of ghosting.
I think the worm ghosted us.
The worm ghosted. Who the fuck is the worm, though?
Don't worry, the worm comes back.
Oh my god! Stop. These people keep requesting and then not wanting to anymore.
They're all bots. Like, they have zero followers.
Yeah. I keep deleting them all, sweetheart.
Okay. Oh, all right. All right.
Because these are the ones that how you end up, you know, with 30 fucking messages and 35 group messages and 27 friend or followers or whatever. And then you just got to go block them all. Because they follow you around. Wherever you go next, they follow you around and do the same shit again.
The worm is back.
I don't get it, though.
What is the worm? I'm just like, this worm keeps coming up. What's the worm? I'm looking for.
Yeah,
nobody's being provocative.
I have no idea who the worm is.
I see what you're talking about. I'm going to go check out the worm. Going down the wormhole.
Giggity?
Maybe at some point Dick shows up. That would be something.
That was such a crypto joke. Going down the wormhole.
there's potato emojis on their page. What's up with that?
Well, we love potatoes. All the VGX heroes have a strong love for some of the vegetables and some of the fruits. So we would have to ask you, are you team mango or team peaches?
Well, I like to, can I stick with potatoes? I'm kind of a potato fan. I live in potato land.
Are you in Idaho?
I am.
Idaho, no, Udaho.
Udaho.
We have some.
Never heard that before.
You've never heard that?
Oh, yes, I have. I have a friend that calls me and he's like, where do you live again? And I'm like, Idaho. And he's like, you're the hoe. I'm like, all right.
I know, it's so stupid. It's just funny, though.
He does it every time. He doesn't say hello. He just starts with that.
Where in Idaho are you close to the border of any of the borders?
The Mexican border.
Huh? Don't think
Yeah, so I have to drive to Oregon to get gummies, and that's like an hour away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Worth it.
I'm in Boise.
No, what Boise?
What?
We have another hero in Boise or near Boise.
Yeah, Boise's a good place. I didn't think I'd end up in Idaho. That wasn't the plan, but here I am.
Have you heard of that little boy that got? Not God, but that vanished in July from, I think it was near Boise, Fruitland Police Department.
Yeah. It sounds familiar. We had the crazy family here too. I think they came from California and then their children disappeared in Idaho. Is that the one?
No, just one. A 5-year-old boy that was kidnapped or taken from in front of his house.
Yes.
And lives close to the border. And he has since been missing. So it's very weird.
Guys, ApeCoin got up to like $16. I don't have it anymore, but that's pretty high, right?
Where is it at now? Is that where it's at now?
1598. right now, I think.
Wait,
I
bought what? It about 8.
Depending on which exchange. I don't have any more. I don't have any more ApeCoin, but it got up to 16.
Okay, I gotta go look.
It's at 15. Yeah, I got 16.11. Shit. Wow.
8. Maybe it's time to sell.
I sold a while back. I don't know. I was thinking about getting back in, but I ended up buying something else. And then I think eventually I might, but I don't know. I'm sure it's a good project. It's just, I'm trying to make some degen plays right now, you know, guys. Trying to make some easy money. You know. What was I just going to say, though? I had something else. I don't know. There's some... things went up today. Is anyone in Jasmine? Investing guy, do you have any Jasmine?
I don't have any Jasmine, no. I've looked into it, but I don't fully understand it, so...
Because it's not that great. Yeah, I know. It's just...
Is Jasmine a token or an NFT? I've never heard of it.
It's a token. A coin. Exactly, right? It's on Voyager.
Does it have
anything? But I'm not saying to get it or anything. It don't get it right now either, because it's like been going.
Yeah, there was a lot of hype on Jasmine. I'm not sure. I haven't really looked at the price. What's it at now?
Jasmine's only 2 cents. It's gone up as high as 30, but that was like, I don't know, 6 months ago. So I don't know. I don't know the tokenomics on it, but I made like 30%. But I'm not a great day trader. So I really have to be careful.
30% is like, a good return, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like sometimes I have to, like, I just can't, I don't know. I don't know if I'm losing too much on day trading, so I gotta stop. But that looked, I got it so low. It was good. Like, people have been saying anything under 3 cents for Jasmine is really good, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't, I tried looking into that project, but it was a little complicated for me to understand. So I don't know. If someone can break it down for me, that'd be probably the easiest way.
It's data storage, something like that. I'm like so exhausted, guys. I don't even know what I'm saying, but it's like some kind of data storage system. But
yeah,
it's
kind of what
Japanese.
I got.
It's the old executive of, he was prior CEO of Sony.
Oh, the guy that got fired for being a douche?
Is he a douche? I don't know.
I think so. I feel like I remember something in the news about him having to stand down because of sexual assault claims or something.
Jesus Christ. I never heard that.
Maybe that was Sony Pictures and not Sony.
Stop fudding my project. It's not my project, by the way.
So you
it's Retro Lenny's project.
Fine.
What'd you say?
I said, not financial advice, and do your own research. Also, isn't the investing guy supposed to be doing the research for us and then we watch his channel, not the other way around?
Do you know what? I DM'd DJ Crypto about something, and he was like, he wrote checks to see if she super chats me. So I don't think investing guy is giving us anything for free. Apparently YouTubers say that shit to us.
I mean, I was going to do a video on Jasmine, but I was, like I said, I looked into it and I was like, man, this is too complicated. I'm not doing a video on it.
So now you want your YouTube, what is that? People that are your subscribers, that's the word. So now you want your subscribers to teach you about Jasmine so you can make a video? Is that right?
Yes.
He's just a guy now.
You haven't really figured out, hey.
He went from the investing guy to the moisturizing guy. So, I mean,
the old guy.
Face moisturizing guy.
You know, once you start moisturizing your face, soon enough you need to moisturize your whole body, your hands, and then your heels start to crack, and then you need to, you know, clean them, and it's a nightmare. Getting old is not fun.
I know.
Yeah, I can't touch my toes anymore. Ouch.
That's like about all, that's like the only thing I can do, probably. Make me walk like a mile. I did, so the marathon was yesterday in Boston. I did that like 10, 15, 17 years ago. I can't even remember. How many years ago? I don't know. I can't even imagine running 5 miles right now. Never mind 26.2. I was like watching all the people. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Just send me an NFT. Get me a Louis Vuitton bag in the metaverse. It. All right, so Lagatha, what do you got?
What I got? I don't know. Are we still being recorded? Yes, we are.
Yes.
I don't get it. What are you guys talking about? He doesn't really
record. He does.
Yeah, they do. It's what they do. Basically, they record and document spaces, and people can go listen to them later. They're probably here recording because of Steffi, expecting some alpha, and somebody's going to be severely disappointed when they go click on this later.
Why are they going to be disappointed?
If they wanted to have, you know, any sort of content, they should have come last week this time. They would have had plenty of content. Not the content they're looking for, but plenty of content. Not just us, you know, rambling about no real use anyways.
Well, is Steffi like important?
Yeah.
He's huge.
He's one of the top influencers for the Terra Spaces.
I was like, I don't even know you, Steffi. No, I didn't say that. I'm like, I go, how do you have 16,000 followers? That's crazy. He's like, I know.
Let me try to explain.
People go insane for Steffi. Yeah.
I feel bad. I thought he was great.
When Morpheus goes to bed, he's saying a prayer for Steffi.
When Morpheus, who is he though? Like, is he a VGX hero?
I don't know if he has a hero, but he's clear. He's strongly connected.
But who, like, and do you know who he is? Like,
a lot.
He's like the top, I'd say from Twitter, he's probably like the top one for Luna. But obviously behind
the advanced Doquan. Shit.
Does he do YouTube?
I don't think he has a YouTube, no, but
no.
Yeah, he's a very smart guy.
Carrie, he's always in big team spaces.
Oh.
So like him and Lucky, you'll see them in
big team. I know, I don't go to those anymore though, but I love Lucky. I don't know Steffi yet.
Why is that? Why don't you go to big T spaces anymore?
Stop it now.
Okay,
you'll be kicked. Oh, I can't kick you, shit. Either way, stop it.
Me?
No, Fatality is stirring the shit because he's hoping it's recorded.
Oh, I don't give a shit. But nothing happened. I just,
You don't feel like it.
I don't go. It's I've been busy. I've been busy.
Oh, God. DJ Frost is now DJ Loud, I believe.
DJ Flair 420, because it's 420. Good morning, DJ Flair.
DJ Frost. Wait, is it DJ Flair? I see DJ Frost.
I see DJ Loud. What the heck?
Hello?
Hello, hey. You're back?
Where did he go? Who? I can't see him.
Now who's I see back? Barry. I see Barry.
Who's back? What? What are you talking about? What? I'm new to this. I just bought a...
He's so funny. It's the voice.
Is this another personality? Like a few weeks ago, I ran into the whale. I'm like, who's the whale? Was pretty funny. I want to see the whale again. If anyone knows the whale,
I just bought a few NFTs. I don't really know what to do with them. Is this where I'd go to talk about it after hours?
Oh God, Steffi's back.
I was just wondering if I can get some help on my NFTs.
Help for your NFTs. Yeah. Depends if you're Team Mango or Team Peaches.
Team Peaches?
Peaches. That was the wrong answer. I'm sorry.
Wrong
answer. No oh. NFT help here for you.
But
That's some horse shit, nigga.
Whoa, who was that?
That's my little brother. Sorry.
How do I get him out of here?
Yeah, he's out. There is no of these things. If I'm, you know, here.
Did you get him?
None of these words.
Okay. Investor guy?
Jesus
with
Christ.
With Steffi? I always thought it was pronounced C-Fi until people kept saying Steffi.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's Steffi, right? It's Steffi?
Yeah, he doesn't care either way, but he said Steffi.
DeFi yeah. Smokes in Indica. Indica. I didn't know.
Hey, where's Goro at? I haven't seen Goro in like 2 or 3 days.
What about Sun Tzu? He's gone too.
Yeah, he's drinking and working.
Oh, okay.
What a life.
Yeah. You know? Who else? Messi. Where's Messi? I saw Messi earlier today.
All right, guys, I gotta get going because I work tomorrow and I gotta get like at least five hours of a.
Ooh. Be good so to those kids.
Oh, man. They were tough today. But yeah.
Yeah.
Some candy and some left. Some.
Yeah.
Give them some candy. Like Dangerous Minds. Have you seen Dangerous Minds? Just throw candy bars at them. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Are we getting recorded?
Where are you located?
I'm in California. Santa Cruz.
Oh, we're in California.
Santa Cruz.
Oh, nice.
Okay, I'm in LA.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, I would always go down there, but haven't been there in a while. But I was like in San Diego every other weekend.
Dude, I'm from San Diego. I'm actually going to hit that up like next week.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I was always there. But yeah, so I'm familiar with San Diego, but I don't really go down there anymore.
Well, have a good night and good luck with the little devils tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good night. See you guys.
See ya.
Good night.
Bye.
I might have to get off soon. So I'm dying.
Who
requested? I'm so bummed that kid did that because he was funny before.
Yeah.
He ruined it for me. And everyone else. Oh, the worm.
That's good that we need to public shame him because, yeah, he was funny. I'm disappointed too.
Such a bummer.
Yeah.
They always disappoint us.
It sounded like it was somebody in the background though. So, and they did say it was their brother.
Little brother too. So like what, 10, if that kid's 12?
I know, right? Seriously.
I don't care voices. How old oh they God. Are. Or if it was them or not, these words will not be spoken and tolerated.
Agreed.
Not when I'm around, at least.
I agree as well.
Got a zero tolerance for that.
Yeah, we had a pretty bad outburst. The days were all going into one another, but yeah. It's not cool. I don't know if it is because of his age, but like, I think people, well, I don't know, because the young kids talk to people on the internet all the time, but I have a feeling like my 11-year-old daughter doesn't think like real people are on the other end of this stuff. So I don't know. So they especially try to like get away with stuff.
Especially not when they all have a weird fucking emoji or, you know, character as a picture.
What's wrong with emojis, huh?
Nothing, T-Bug. How are you doing?
Not bad, not bad. Still working away. And I got about 20 minutes left of my work day.
Ooh, why are you working so late?
I work 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., so it's almost 6 p.m. I work from home, though. It's pretty chill.
Right. Why is it so dark in your office?
What do you mean? You can see heaven right outside my window there.
How can you see inside his office?
I you know, I have special abilities.
Okay.
Although I think he's lying about doing work, because if you look at the monitor, it's black.
Right. And he has a very unhealthy posture too. T-Buck, is it going to be, can you feel winter coming already? Or is it still nice where you are? Well, I guess I'm not going to get an answer.
That was a cold reply, so I'm taking it as winter.
I'm taking this as, you know, he doesn't want to talk to us anymore. Me in specific. Fertility, have you had any further discussions about the price for certain things your wife would be willing to do?
No.
I've been thinking about it all week, right? Every time
it's like the whole Easter weekend they're just discussing.
Yes, so in a tent while we're out in the wilderness.
Ask Beck. She wants to be asked. She wants to know what you're talking about. No, it's inappropriate. We were just talking about what we would do for certain things, but you know, what would we do for Bitcoin? And it got a little graphic.
Well, it was also a conversation between a close-knit group of people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, this is a lot. And we're getting what is it called? But I didn't want to leave anybody out of the, you know, conversation. Like all these people. I wish I knew what the worm would do.
We would get rid of them real quick if we started asking all these questions.
Like by show of hands, who enjoys a hot lunch?
I don't remember what that is. You don't need to tell me again. I'll look it up.
You don't remember? How did you manage to forget? It's like
I don't remember. I only know what a tossed salad is. I don't know what a hot lunch is. I think it's like warm, right? Out of a crevice.
No.
Okay.
Warning, spicy conversation.
Carrie likes to start off with a tossed salad and then follow it up with a hot lunch.
Ooh.
Guys are gross. No, I don't. My boyfriend didn't even sleep over tonight. I was like, I haven't showered in a couple days. He's like, I hate crypto and I hate you.
He can, you know, put you under the shower and wash you if he wants.
Yeah. Too much.
Too much.
My daughter just went away. I need like a couple days by myself. He's been like with me at Easter and like I'm never alone, like completely alone. So I needed a day at least just to not have someone like, I don't know. I haven't lived with a guy in like a long time. So I'm getting nervous about it.
Well, does he behave when he's at your place?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah. It's just, it's weird. It's like not his place. Like my ex-husband and I moved into a house together. So I've never like, it does feel like very much like this is mine and my daughter's place. So it's going to be weird.
Well, then don't have him move in. Easy.
Yeah. Figuring it out.
If it doesn't feel right, then it's probably not. Listen to your gut.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I haven't been, this is other stuff. Well, this is not crypto either. Although the crypto's not doing bad right now. The crypto. I don't know. I feel like maybe I don't know if it's just me. Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can do it again. Like the whole, like under a roof with a man. I don't know. We shall see.
So what scares you about it?
No, it's just like it's more like maybe it's not just a man. I think it's him. It's that like I feel like I have a lot of other things going on and he just like wants to hang out with me all the time, which is great, but like watch TV, eat, hang out, but like I feel like he needs to have his own interests and that's what's driving me crazy. Like I'll feel like I'll be bound to like I don't know. I just need some alone time, I think. I'm afraid I won't be able to, like, go on Twitter Spaces for 12 hours. Whenever I want.
No, I agree that's important. Like, if your personal life demands a lot of alone time, it's something that you both have to agree upon that it's something feasible and healthy in your relationship. Like my wife and I do need a lot of alone time to each other because like we love being with each other, but I love doing my drawings and crypto and stuff like that. I draw all the time. So she has that understanding that I'm going to be away for a large part of the day just because I need to get that creative stuff out of my head, you know? Otherwise I'm not going to be happy. So, and she likes, you know, looking at her TikToks. So it works out because we know during these times, we kind of, you know, we're in the same room, we're in our presence, but understand it's our own personal time to unwind and do our personal things, you know? So I can see where you're coming from with that.
But how do you weave in
their boundaries?
Sorry. How do you weave into the relationship contract that you want 12 hours on Twitter?
You do it at night while they're asleep.
That's what I'm doing. My husband starts snoring. I'm like, goodbye. Lose it space. My husband works in other countries. And when he leaves, I have bad boundaries for being in here. You know, like he comes home and I'm like super skinny with dark circles and I haven't been outside in a while. We're out of dog food. I've been feeding him cheese, you know.
That's funny. That is so funny. Yeah. I mean, I guess you just have to have clear boundaries. I think it's because I'm a single parent so that my daughter's always like on me kind of. And then as soon as she goes, he's like, he thinks like that's like his time. But so that's why I really have to be protective, you know, time.
But isn't it nice being alone? I like my own space.
Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, he doesn't need that. And I think it's so weird. I never, even my mom tonight called me and she was like,
your dad fell asleep on the couch again. It's kind of boring here. And I'm like, what? Like, I was going to ask her to come on a space. but yeah, it's just funny. Like, I would be psyched that my dad fell asleep, right? But she's like, what do I do? She's not always like that, but some people like to be with people all the time. I like hate it. I could never.
No, don't get me wrong. I love that my wife's like right there. Like we're in the same room and
but you're doing different things.
Yeah, just different interests, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's fine too. I just don't. Yeah, I don't want to feel like I'm having to entertain somebody.
Yeah. Have you had that conversation with your boyfriend regarding it? Like how you feel about that and what his thoughts are?
Not yet. We're going to, though. I'm like, now that I'm thinking about all this.
Just start it with, like, I don't want to entertain you.
I think he's starting to get it, like, a little bit. Like,
no, guys, we don't get it. You have to tell us.
Yeah, no, and I've been more direct because last summer I just had no boundaries and I wasn't assertive and stuff. So now I'm better. It's like sometimes I don't really know what I want, I think, either. So I'm like, I don't know.
And that's okay, too. It could change, you know. I change all the time. Sometimes I'm bored of drawing for a month and then I come back to it. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I do think it's because I don't know. It's weird. It's not that small, but it's 1,100 square feet. I know that seems like a lot, but it's not that much. I'm like worried that it's too where we live is too small. I'll figure it out. This isn't about me. Does anyone else have a crypto story? I might need to get off soon.
If you need to go to sleep, then you should probably just say goodnight and shut down. And if anybody feels compelled to open up another space, that will happen.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you to my co-hosts.
No worries.
And nice to meet new people, and I will definitely stay in touch.
Thanks for the space. Have a good night.
Good night, guys. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night, my sweetheart.
Good night, Beck.
Yeah, good night, sweetheart. Good night, I love you. Emma.
Love you.
Love you, good doctor.
Bye. Good night.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the last hour and 40 minutes or so of the After Hours Project Talk space hosted by Dr. Carrie Akashin, recorded on Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Intern Capital. Everyone knows interns make the world go round, so when it comes to picking out your interns, make sure you choose the best. The best you say, that's right, the best. And everyone knows all the best interns come from Intern Capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter and go mint yourself an intern over on One Planet. There's still time. Links are in the show notes. For more information, check out intern.capital and be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter for daily ship posts and stock tips. Wah! TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Diving through the forest, looking for the door to the portal. Said it'll take me down a corridor. I'm ignoring the warning, storing importance. The cord looks sourced from ancient coordinates. Smells like musty mutants.
means, trust me. I've been hunting bugs since the leaves started rustling. I must be getting close, yo, the scene is disgusting. Parasitic mutation, leeching off the country. Grab a couple samples and defy their custody. Feeding gamma rays to the beast at peak velocity. Mutating awesomely, pre-say don't want me. Taking all the scraps and feed them to the lottery. Always evolving to defy the possibly. These are the things that will scream irresponsibly. Feeling uneasy, these genes get them off of me. I don't mean to trip it, am I mutating properly? We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. Breathing getting heavy, I can feel it in my arms, but I can't stop now.
Mutation.
It's an art form, don't be alarmed. If you see me looking odd when I'm out on the farm, spinning crop circles in your yard, reaching the stars, need a way to get across. Got this little
mutation,
lets me hack key cards. Scene looking like it came out the first three saws. Flexing like Rex when I mutate the precog. Leaders trying to research this genetic seesaw. Give me all the science and we'll leave you with the pre-slaw. Writers believe they bleed these endorsements, turning scientists into terrorist supporters. Gotta seize the spoils and release the spores. It's time to forage through DNA lore. So sink it or swim, silly Alice, take the pill and see. We're all mad here, taking over your facility. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this.
Terror Spaces.